Election Night coverage on DWS brought to you by Rental City, the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, Allstate agent Bill Abel, Bridal Brook Adult Community, Wallace Land and Auction, and Coach House Garages.
It is 11:28, 33 degrees on this Tuesday, March 20th. It is a primary night coverage. Scott Beatty and Michael Kaiser here with you. And we recap our election scoreboard. The governor's primary races are final tonight. It will be J.B. Pritzker, as expected by many, on the Democratic side against Republican incumbent Bruce Rauner, although he had a much tighter race against challenger Jeannie Ives on the Republican side. For Attorney General, Republican Erica Harold will face Kwame Raoul from the Democratic side, Erica Harold defeating Gary Grosso, and Kwame Raoul defeating a herd of Democratic challengers, Pat Quinn, the second vote-getter in that. 13th congressional race, Democratic side, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan wins the nomination there to face Republican Rodney Davis in November. And on the 15th congressional, Democratic side, Kevin Gaither winning there to face John Shimkus. Some local races, Champaign County Clerk, Republican Matt Grandone edging John Rector to face Aaron Ammons in November. Champaign County Sheriff Alan Jones overwhelmingly defeats Greg Worrell with 76% of the vote. No Democratic opposition come November as of this time. Champaign County Board District 6, Patsy Petrie is the incumbent, but she is defeated by Mike Ingram with 50% of the Democratic primary vote, and he will face Richard Montgomery in November. Tanisha King Taylor wins in Champaign County Board District 10 on the Democratic side to take on David Weisinger. She also upends an incumbent in Christopher Storr. And the 6th Judicial Circuit, we do not have. That is the one race that we do not have a word on here tonight. Scott Beatty alongside Michael Kaiser. And we welcome into the studio Carol Varell, the news director here at News Talk 1400. And it's late, and many folks have probably retired to bed. But, Carol, you're going to be retiring from a career, a very successful career and an accomplished one. And this is your last election, so we could not sign off our coverage without having you in here to say thank you and best wishes.
Well, thank you very much. And you guys just do a fantastic job. Very talented, and you just took off, and I just thank you. Just, you're all terrific, and that includes Tim Dittman, who just walked into the studio.
And he will get on the microphone here as well. But we want to acknowledge that all of our election coverage and most of our news coverage throughout every day, you're not a primary voice on the air. You anchor in the morning drive, which is a notable time to be on the air, but compared to hours on the air, the rest of us are on a little bit more than you are.
Mm-hmm.
But you are behind the scenes doing so much and working so hard for us. We appreciate that so much. And
well, thank you.
I'll let these guys speak for they've worked with you a lot longer, but I just want to say you've taught me the values of accuracy and integrity, and in this media climate, I hold to those dearly. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're right. Those are traits and I can't think of the word. Standards, I guess.
It's been a long day already.
It has been, yes. That I hold, really close to my heart in this business. And I'm happy to pass them down and pass them your way as well.
Well, I know that I've been here almost 10 years now, and the very first election was a pretty historic one with Barack Obama.
Yeah,
and Dave Shaw. And I was using this line to Dave before. He said, I want to be first and I want to be right. I was one of the first election meetings. I was like, boy, this guy's a little scary here. But I learned a lot from you guys, election, non-election, over the years. And we definitely, when I first started doing elections, I was behind the scenes. I was in the newsroom. I wasn't on the air during election night. It was Dave and it was Brian and mm-hmm. Brian Barnhart, and it wasn't me. So now I've transitioned into this chair. I was on a little bit more at Brookings, but now like one of the primary voices. And that's because of you and Dave and your tutelage in elections. I had done like one other election before I moved here, and it was just not anything like we do here. And day-to-day operations, it's a lot of things that I've learned, and probably a lot of things that I'll probably forget because it's so much. But I just appreciate your time here. I know you got a few weeks left, a couple
I
weeks
do.
Left, but so you can you know, boss us around a little bit longer. But thanks so much for everything you've done for me over the years, for putting up with me over the years. Not always easy, I'm sure. No comment, Carol. But I definitely wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for you and Dave and others that we had working with us back in the day when I first started here.
Tim Dittman is here now.
I will echo those comments. I came in a little late, so I didn't get to hear everything. Carol hired me right out of college, literally 2 months after I graduated. Graduated in May, applied to DWS in June, got hired in July.
Yep,
so
I
will forever be grateful for Carol giving me my first and only job out of college. I've been out of college 6.5 years out of the U of I, and I've worked at WDWS all those 6 years. So I'll always be grateful for that. Obviously, I have learned a lot from you about how to write for radio, how to be on air, how to pursue a story. And one of the things that I like the most about you is just you have so much institutional knowledge. Mm-hmm. You've done it all. You've worked in TV and radio. You've worked in Champaign, Danville, Springfield, probably other places that I'm forgetting. But you know all the major players in this town. You know how everything works. If I ever have a question about how a court proceeding works,
yes,
you have the answer for me. Or about how an election works, you have the answer for me. So you've been a great source for that. And you've also been a big advocate for radio and for me and Michael throughout our entire time here, just making sure that we're treated correctly around the building. And I will say, for the most part, we are. Not trying to throw shade at anybody. This is a nice place to work. But you have always had our back and make sure we're taken care of. So I'll be grateful for you as well for that.
I want to, because I'm sure many people are asking, what are you going to do in retirement? But instead of asking you, I'm going to suggest one thing.
And that would be?
On your last day, we have a nice set of railroad tracks right near us, just a few blocks from this building. You go home, you take your alarm clock, and you just run up the embankment and set them right there on those rails and let that freight train roll over that alarm clock, because you don't need to be in the building at 5 a.m. anymore. Oh, and I hope that will bring you a lot of rest, because you
would
deserve it.
That will be an unusual feeling for sure, to wake up in the middle of the week and know that I don't have to get up at 4:15.
That hurts. I get up at that time. My alarm goes off at that time, but it does hurt.
Carol, we'll have more opportunities on the air to say goodbye to you, but we just want to acknowledge your final election, and you've led us through many of them, and we thank you. And this is a public service, and folks may not know it, but you have served them well.
Well, I sure appreciate all those kind words that you all have for me, and I really don't know what to say in response. You kind of caught me off guard.
That was the intent.
That was the plan.
You did a good job.
We've been plotting and scheming your demise, Carol.
But you guys, the three of you, are just terrific. You do just a dynamite job, not only on the air, but behind the scenes too, and take great care, and you're careful in the work that you do. And as you were saying, you know, we do make sure that we check our facts and be fair and accurate in our stories, which is the way I was trained to do journalism.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to see that carried on, especially in this day and age when
everybody's in a hurry.
Not only that,
there's agendas out there.
Yes.
To be honest.
Yes.
On both sides. So
indeed. But thank you, everybody.
Congratulations,
Carol.
We will be sending you off with more fanfare down the line. So just be ready for that.
Prepare yourself.
Election night coverage we'll wrap up in just a moment. Our election coverage here on News Talk 1400 WDWS. Champaign Urbana, Scott Beatty, Michael Kaiser, and Tim Dittman. And we were just talking with Carol Varell as well, our news director, on her final election coverage. We have brought you all kinds of results tonight, and we thank you for sticking with us. We certainly did not know when we came into this what kind of night we would have in 2016 on the presidential election. It was well into the wee hours of the morning before we learned who the president would be. And tonight, despite a relatively smaller election in terms of voters coming from all different places, though, we are learning things in the late hours, but we have most races figured out, with the exception right now of the 6th Judicial Circuit. Tim Dittman has been monitoring that, and it encompasses more than just Champaign County, and so that's why the totals are not all in.
Yeah, it's a multi-county race, as you mentioned, 6th Judicial Circuit. We do know that Randy Rosenbaum, who is one of the candidates, again, he is a sitting judge, but this is for the Judge Clem vacancy. Randy Rosenbaum posted on his campaign Facebook page about 45 minutes ago saying he was still watching the vote totals come in, but in his words, quote, "it's looking good." So I think we can say the race is trending toward Randy Rosenbaum. Again, it's a multi-county race, so all of those votes are still coming in. If you bear with me here for just a couple minutes, I can get you the Champaign County results for judge. I'll get those to you momentarily, but for now, Scott, I'll send it back to you.
I'll do the same thing here for you and see if we can pull up those numbers very quickly here. And Randy Rosenbaum receiving 63% of the vote in Champaign County with almost 7,500 votes, and Sammy Anderson about 4,300 votes for 37% of the vote in the 6th Judicial Circuit. So again, we are not calling it for Randy Rosenbaum, but indicators are pointing towards a victory for Randy Rosenbaum in the Champaign, rather the 6th Judicial Circuit for Champaign County. Gentlemen, I think that puts a wrap on our coverage here tonight for a primary election. Your final thoughts here. Again, I don't think we saw any surprises in terms of outcomes, but maybe narrower races than we anticipated.
I don't know if I'd go with the – didn't really see any surprises, but we did see two incumbents on the county board go down tonight. You don't always see that. But we expected to see J.B. Pritzker to win and Governor Rauner to win the nomination as well. It was a little bit tighter than Governor Rauner wanted it, but going into today, really the last several days, maybe the last couple weeks, that was expected for that race, which initially between Rauner and Ives was not going to be very tight. That ended up being pretty tight as the last couple weeks, you know, got it, and Governor Rauner realized that down the stretch here. But for the most part, yeah, I think everything kind of fell into place. Matt Grandoni and John Rector was a tight race as well. And it just overall, just a lot to digest from tonight, but things went mostly for the way that we expected, and we're looking forward to November. And I talked a lot about this tonight, the governor's race, J.B. Pritzker and Bruce Rauner. A lot what's happened in Springfield between now and then could help to decide that race.
For one thing's for sure, you can expect a lot more ads.
Well, based on what I saw tonight between Bruce Rauner and Jeannie Ives, I think it is going to be very difficult for Bruce Rauner to win mm-hmm. in November. That's just my pontification, and I base that on the fact that Jeannie Ives gave Bruce Rauner a real scare, and now Bruce Rauner is going to be going up against another billionaire who has a lot of backing, and I think we may be saying Governor Pritzker come December, but again, that's just my pontificating, one man's opinion. Certainly, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan in the 13th winning by a fairly decent margin. I thought that was kind of a surprise. I thought most of the candidates in that race had the potential to really go for the gold, but the fact that she ran away with it, I think her endorsements helped her out there. And then, as Michael mentioned, the two incumbents in the Champaign County Board, especially Patsy Petrie, who's been on now for 8 years, former Champaign County Board chairperson, her time is coming to an end, or will come to an end on the board very soon.
Gentlemen, that will conclude our coverage for tonight. We appreciate the assists we got from Allie Adams, Tamara McDaniel, of course, our news director, yes. Carol Varell. Unsung hero behind the scenes tonight is Blake Landa, producer, engineer, and was working hard on the phones as well. For Tim Dittman and Michael Kaiser, I'm Scott Beatty. We bid you adieu tonight on this primary election night. Plenty more coverage tomorrow morning with our newscasts and throughout the day. Until then, we wish you a good evening. We will conclude the evening with the remainder of the Jim Bohannon Show. Good night.